Production by Frederick Bradnam for the BBC.
And at the same time next week, we'll be off to the wonders of Terry Pratchett's marvellous Discworld, where magic causes mayhem in Guards, Guards.
The Seventh Dimension on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Right, now it's time for the next part of our six-part serial, The 12 Maidens. Peter Brent and Margaret Govan are working on Biodar, a new form of radar which can pick up sentient life. They are puzzled because Maiden Tor, a nearby hilltop crowned with a circle of stones, the titular 12 Maidens, shows a complete blank on their Biodar screens.
The 12 Maidens, a serial for radio in six parts by Stuart Farrer. Part 2, White Against Black. Peter Brent and Margaret Govan are working on Biodar, a new form of radar which can pick up sentient life. They're puzzled by the fact that Maiden Tor, a nearby hilltop, crowned with a circle of stones known as the 12 Maidens, shows a complete blank on their Biodar screens. They go to investigate, and buried in the middle of the circle, they find two wax images which look like their recently dead chief and his successor.
So you see, Carl, Peter and I went up there, right to the top. George stayed in the lab on the Biodar and tracked us.
They were two nice clear breaks, merging and separating as they climbed. And then when they were 300 meters short of the top, the brakes vanished, just like that. Inside that circle, they might have been dead, except that I was still in touch with them on the walkie-talkie.
But, Carl, there's more. Something quite different and rather nasty.
Is it quite different? I think it's all linked up.
Yeah, I know you do, Maggie, and that's why we're talking to Carl.
In riddles, so far.
I'm sorry. In the middle of that mini Stonehenge up there, that ring of dolmens...
The 12 Maidens.
Yeah. There's a flat central stone like an altar. In front of that, we saw that the turf had been disturbed. So we lifted it and found these.
I'll tell you one thing. These images were not made for fun. And they were made by somebody who knew exactly what he was doing.
You see who they're meant to be?
Well, of course. That one, with the needle through its heart, is Tom McKinnon, poor fellow, and by the amount the needle's rusted, I'd say it was made about the time he died.
And that's what we thought.
And the other, Professor Jessop.
With its head bound tightly with wire. And Phil Jessop's been in and out of bed with migraine, which has been getting worse.
Give me that image of Tom McKinnon. He's dead now, so we can do him no harm by cutting it open.
Oh.
Now, don't worry, my dear. As I thought, a core of cotton wool, still damp, with planetary condenser.
What the hell's that?
It's a fluid, requiring a certain amount of occult knowledge to prepare, and with the appropriate organic ingredients by the smell of it. Oh, yes, these people knew what they were doing.
So?
So we need allies of the right training.
What sort of allies?
Well, who better to fight a black coven, my dear, than a white one? And now, who would care to walk down to the White Hart with me for a drink?
Oh,
it should
would.
Just be open by the time we get there.
Good idea.
Good evening, gentlemen, and Miss Govan. Nice to see you all.
Evening, Jerry. Good evening.
Well, what do you have?
2 pints of keg, gin and tonic, and scotch.
Right.
One for yourself?
Oh, no, a bit early for me, thanks. I've 5 hours' work ahead.
Joe? Is there a cottage to let around here for 2 or 3 weeks or a month, maybe?
Thinking of living out then?
Oh, no. Some friends of mine may want to stay for a bit.
Oh, I see. Well, no. Now, there's Annie Marples's who died. Her son's going to sell it, but he might let meanwhile, though it's a bit cramped-like.
Ah.
Oh, about Mr. Crawley's up towards the moor? He's in Birmingham until October, at least.
Ah, yes, I know the one. That'd do fine, if he'd be willing. How do I get in touch with him?
Well, I've got his number in the back. You could ring him.
Ah, Abak, Aldol, Ayat, Hudak, Guthak, Guthor, Gome, Testator, Derisor, Destator. Come hither, all ye who love the times and places wherein all kinds of mockeries and deceits are practiced.
Ye who make things disappear and who render them invisible, come hither to deceive all those who regard these things.
So that they may be deceived, and that they may seem to see that which they see not, and hear that which they hear not.
So that their senses may be deceived, and that they may behold that which is not true.
Come ye then hither and remain, and consecrate this enchantment, seeing that our Lord, the mighty Prince of Darkness, hath destined ye for such.
Seeing that our Lady Hecate, Queen of the Dark of the Moon, hath called thee forth.
So mote it be. So mote it be. So mote it be.
Lock it.
On bearing 252.
On range 3160.
Angle plus 3 degrees and searching.
Well, that's it. We've tried the whole range of frequencies that Biodar works on, and Maiden Tor still a complete blank. Whatever the barrier is, it's still there.
Yeah.
What else did you expect?
God knows, Maggie, but it... Well, we had to try.
According to the book, we ought to tell the security officer.
Book? Nothing. I don't like the man, and I'm not inviting him to meddle in our work till I have to. This is a technical problem and none of his business.
But however it's done, somebody must be doing it, and that is Rex Andrews' business.
Well, we've no proof anyone's doing it. It could be an entirely natural phenomenon.
Oh.
Such as?
Look, George, we don't even know why Biodar works yet. Tom McKinnon stumbled on it by accident, and we've developed it by trial and error. But we still don't understand the principle behind it. So how can we know what conditions can neutralize it?
Oh, Peter, you're just playing with words. Those two wax images, were they a natural phenomenon?
Sick but harmless, is my opinion. And even if they're not harmless, Carl Ewing knows a damn sight more about that sort of thing than Rex Andrews.
But not than Susan Platt. She was in psychic research before she went into security, remember?
You want to drag her in? You surprise me, Maggie.
I don't in the least. Tell her, and you tell Andrews. She is his assistant, after all. I'm just agreeing with George that according to the book, we ought to...
According to the book, we ought to tell our boss first. But Phil Jessup's under doctor's orders not to be bothered with work problems. So, until he's well enough, we wait. Then, if he says tell security, fair enough, okay?
Okay by me. I didn't get these stripes to be keeping to the book anyway.
Okay by me too. And meanwhile, we'll see what Carl's mysterious friends can do.
Oh, that's what I call a welcome. A log fire in the middle of June.
Well, Bridget, the cottage hadn't been occupied for a month, and I thought it might be damp. Also, it is 9 o'clock at night.
Ah, it's a grand cottage. And it's bigger than I expected. We could have brought the coven.
Oh.
Better just the two of you. More would draw attention to yourselves, and that might be inadvisable.
Besides, even witches have jobs to go to, you know. Unless they live by the typewriters like Donald and me.
I laid in this for you.
You lovely man.
And Peter and Margaret will be here any moment with a carload of food. So you needn't even go shopping for a few days, unless you want an excuse to sniff around the village.
All I want to see immediately is this Maiden Tor of yours. It sounds to me, my friend, as though you've quite a plateful there. Oh, have you brought those images? I'd like to see them.
Ah, yes, you shall. Margaret's bringing them. Oh, cheers. And it is good to see you again.
You too. Slanty.
Cheers, Carl. Blessed be.
Oh, it's a long time since I heard that greeting. Oh, that'll be them. Come inside, you two. You want a hand with those boxes?
Yes, wouldn't mind.
Donald, I can feel it already. I think someone's reacting to us.
What are you getting?
I don't know. It's not clear. Something jagged. It's aware of us. And it's black.
Well, it's only what we expected.
Hello, everybody. Where do you want these?
Oh, hello. We've only just got here ourselves. We don't know where anything is. Look, just put them down there by the wall. We'll sort them out
right later.
Heavens, have you bought the shop?
Oh, just a few things to keep body and soul together. If witches have souls, that is.
Peter, don't take any notice of him. He's just covering up shyness. I'm Margaret Govan, and this oaf, who's quite nice, really, is Peter Brent.
How do you do?
He looks very presentable to me. I'm Bridget Williams. This is my brother Donald, who, in spite of appearances, is also quite nice, really.
Well, if you two have quite finished, I'll answer our friend. We must have souls because we're popularly supposed to sell them. We also, at the moment, have spirits. Carl?
Oh, I'm sorry. Water? Dried ginger or neat?
Oh, neat, but not too much, thanks.
All right.
As is.
Ah,
lovely. Well, glad to know you. Sorry if I was stupid.
You weren't.
I just haven't met any before, you see.
So far as you know.
Would you excuse me a minute? Is there any salt in that shopping?
Oh, there should be. I brought some. Yep, here's a packet.
Oh, fine, thanks. I won't be long.
Well, what's she up to?
Establishing a barrier. Oh, salt's a powerful psychic antiseptic, if you like to put it that way.
You mean she's just scattering it around outside the house?
Well, that, plus a little ritual and some conscious direction of will. In our craft, you know, mere mechanical actions get you nowhere.
What's the point of them, then?
Peter is a sceptic, you'll notice.
I had noticed. Also that you're open-minded.
How? I haven't said anything yet.
Oh, you don't need to. All the same, Peter's question's a fair one. The mechanical actions, the ritual, are like electric wiring, rigged up for the particular job in hand. It's the power you put into the wiring that does the job.
Yes, but what power?
Well, for example, at a guess, the kind of power that's very efficiently blacking out Maiden Tor for you. There is power at work, close to here, and it's malignant. Bridget felt it right away. She's more clairvoyant than I am, but even I can feel something. And it knows we're here, and it's probing. That's why Bridget's outside now with assault, digging us in before the battle, if you like. Immediate defence.
Hmm. Well, I've agreed we'll try everything, so I'll accept that as a working hypothesis.
Very diplomatically put.
Oh, that's that done. Now, may we see those wax images?
Oh, yes, of course.
I cut one open to examine it. The victim was already dead,
yes,
so
quite.
I don't see.
There they are.
Yes. You're quite sure you know who they're meant to be?
Well, no doubt about it, I'm afraid. Dr. Tom McKinnon, who invented Biodar and set up the Bulleh Towers research station with Army help, he died just 11 weeks ago. And Professor Philip Jessop, our present chief, who right now is prostrated with migraine, that's the one with the wire round its head.
Mm. Why haven't you loosened it?
Eh? I don't know. We never thought of it.
Oh, really? Some people. Here, give it to me. Ah, there. That's better.
And you honestly think that'll do Phil Jessop some good?
Well, it would have been worth trying, wouldn't it? As a working hypothesis.
Touché.
Is that all you're going to do with it? I mean, can't you do anything to protect him as well?
Oh, we can certainly try. That was only first aid.
Mm. Well, I think we'll spend the next 24 hours getting the feel of the place and looking at Maiden Tor.
Would you like one of us to take you up there?
Better not. I think we know where it is and we'd rather go there without any preconceptions.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Disappointed?
Well, I suppose I was hoping to watch you at work.
No reason why you shouldn't. On Maiden Tor, we'll just be looking about and listening and then we'll come away and think about it and tomorrow night we'll cast our own circle here and work in it. Do you want to come?
Oh, but I thought only witches
That's
were...
That's up to the High Priestess to decide. And I'm High Priestess of our coven, and I say you'd be welcome. All three of you. You'd better come too, Carl, so you could explain what's going on while we're busy.
Yes, well, if I can remember, it's over a year since I was your guest. Skyclad, I presume?
We'll be, of course, yes, but if they're shy, they can bring bathrobes or something.
Yeah, right. Well, I think we'll leave you to it till then. I hope you'll approve of the shopping we've done.
Thank you. The whole place is thoroughly slapdash, if you ask me, Susan. For instance, they use walkie-talkies for various tests, but they never use any kind of code over the air. Anyone who chose to tune in could learn a hell of a lot. We've got to clamp down on that.
I'll have a word with Peter Brent. Once we know the nature of the tests, it shouldn't be hard to devise a spoken code for them.
Good. Well, I'll leave that one to you while I try to make some sense out of their main gate procedure. There's so much tightening up needed.
We haven't been here a week yet. Before that, there wasn't even one security officer. Give yourself a chance.
Hello, you two. How's the cloak and dagger business?
Off duty right now, thank you.
Oh, I thought you never were, like doctors.
Have your friends settled in comfortably, Dr. Ewing?
See what I mean?
Quite comfortably, thank you.
I'd like to meet them sometime.
Why?
Oh, you know, we're rather a closed community here, and new faces are an antidote to claustrophobia.
Considering that you've only been at Bewley Towers for 6 days, I shouldn't have thought you needed an antidote as yet.
I just thought the Williamses looked interesting, that's all.
And considering they've only been here for 2 hours, I'm surprised that you know not only their names, but what they look like. Mr. Andrews, for your information, Donald and Bridget Williams are not, and never have been to my knowledge, members of the Communist Party, the CND, the IRA, or even the Council for the Preservation of Rural England. They're here on holiday, and to renew a long-standing friendship with me. When they've been adequately refreshed by both, they will go home. And that's all. And good night to you.
Dr. Ewing is unnecessarily touchy, don't you think?
Is he? Hello, everyone.
Oh, Philip!
Good Lord, Phil, what are you doing out of bed?
Looking for a drink. Any objections? Ah, thank you, my dear. A light ale, I think.
Coming up.
No, it's quite remarkable. About half an hour ago, my migraine suddenly disappeared. I feel perfectly fit. In fact, better than I've felt for some time.
Pure coincidence. It's got to be.
Maybe. But I could kick myself for not thinking of it before.
Thinking of what?
Undoing that wire.
Well, at least it couldn't have done any harm. Come here, you superstitious adolescent.
Oh, I thought you'd forgotten all about me, what with contralto-voiced security officers and glamorous Scottish witches.
She is rather, isn't she?
Watch it, that's all. Just watch it.
As black as hell. That altar stone in the middle, what are you getting?
Oh, there's so much. Layers of it. Very old is good, thousands of years back, but since I don't know, centuries of... I'm getting the inverted pentagram and a plough with blood on it. Why a plough? And something else, it won't come. Ah, key. Yes, a key. I think it's for locking, not unlocking.
What's it made of?
Silver, but it's all blackened. That's enough. Donald, let's get out of here. It's enough.
Yes, come on.
Well, if we must be sky-clad, I'm glad you got that fire going.
There's no particular occult virtue in goose pimples.
Why the four candles?
North, east, south and west. They mark the boundary of the circle. And that's the altar, just by the north candle. On it, the pentacle, that metal disc. Salt, water, incense, black-handled knife, white-handled knife, wand, scourge, cords, bell, wine, and cakes.
What do they all mean?
Oh, you can explain all that afterwards. Now, into the centre, everybody. Carl, will you look after them and show them where to move?
Right.
And yes. Do see they don't step outside the circle once it's cast.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Quiet now. I exorcise thee, O creature of water, that thou cast out from thee all impurities and uncleanliness of the spirits of the world of phantasm. In the names of Carnena and Aradia.
Blessings be upon this creature of salt. Let all malignity and hindrance be cast forth henceforth, and let all good enter herein. Wherefore do I bless thee that thou mayst aid me in the names of Carnena and Aradia.
I conjure thee, O circle of power, that thou beest a meeting place of love and joy and truth, a boundary between the world of men and the realms of the mighty ones, a guardian and protection that shall preserve and contain the power that we shall raise within thee. Wherefore do I bless thee and consecrate thee in the potent names of Carnena and Aradia. Donald, the water.
Uh-huh.
Margaret, the censer. Oh. Peter, the candle.
Hmm?
Take them from the altar and carry them round the circle clockwise, and then put them back on the altar.
Right.
Right. Around. Right round. Sit now back.
Okay.
Fine.
Ye lords of the watchtowers of the east, I do summon, stir, and call you up to witness our rites and to guard the circle. Ye lords of the watchtowers of the south, I do summon, stir, and call you up to witness our rites and to guard the circle. Ye lords of the watchtowers of the west, I do summon, stir, and call you up to witness our rites and to guard the circle. Ye lords of the watchtowers of the north, Boreas, thou guardian of the northern portal, thou powerful god, thou gentle goddess, I do summon, stir, and call you up to witness our rites and to guard the circle.
Blessed be thy feet that have brought thee in these ways. Blessed be thy knees that shall kneel at the sacred altar. Blessed be thy womb, without which we would not be. Blessed be thy breasts, formed in beauty. Blessed be thy lips that shall utter the sacred name. I invoke thee and call upon thee, mighty mother of us all, bringer of all fruitfulness. By seed and root, by bud and stem, by leaf and flower and fruit, by life and love, do I invoke thee to descend upon the body of this, thy servant and priestess.
Of the mother darksome and divine, mine the scourge and mine the kiss, the five-point star of love and bliss, here I charge you in this sign.
Margaret. Margaret. Are you all right?
Yes. Yes.
Listen to the words of the great mother who of old was also called among men. Artemis, Astarte, Athena.
Enemies. Enemies.
Who are the enemies?
I cannot tell. A light is shining over there.
Who are the enemies? We must know.
Two are strong. They know the secret names. They are armed and old in wisdom.
We are stronger.
We are stronger. There's a third. Her power is growing, but she does not understand it yet.
Strike her!
I cannot reach her. Those others are guarding her. They are guarding her.
Let her be. Our time will come.
Maggie, darling.
Don't hurry her. She'll be all right.
Here, let's bless the wine and give her a sip. As the athame is to the male, so the cup is to the female. And conjoined, they become one in truth. Here, Margaret. Blessed be.
Thanks. I'm okay.
No. Pass the wine to another man with a kiss. Man to woman to man, always.
Peter?
Cheer up, darling. I'm still with you.
What happened? You just passed out on the floor in the middle of a circle.
I know. I saw me.
Say that again.
No, honestly. First everything went kind of vague. Then I felt myself go, and it was all black all round. No, not black. Sort of midnight blue. I wasn't frightened at all. Then gradually there were little points of light, red and blue and yellow and green, and they grew and it was lighter. And suddenly I could see this room again. I was standing by the altar watching you all, but I could see myself lying in the middle, and Peter wanting to pick me up, but Bridget telling him not to. And there was a sort of silver cord in the air between this me and that me. Then before I knew it, I was back in my body on the floor. And here I am.
Look, I said I'd go along, but if it's going to give Maggie hallucinations...
That was no hallucination.
Of course it was.
Sorry, Peter, but I must agree with Donald. Margaret, Have you ever read or heard anything about astral projection?
I don't even know what it means.
Well, you do now, my dear. You've just described it. Donald, she's a natural. She'd be safer in, and we need her anyway.
Mm.
There's power there. We want all we can get to cope with that lot on Maiden Tor. What do you say?
I say yes.
Yes to what?
Margaret, you know there's a battle on down here, and you've asked our help in it, and you yourself are right in the middle of it. You're more vulnerable than the others because you are a natural, so for your own protection and to help us, we want to initiate you. We want to make you a witch.
That was part two of The 12 Maidens by Stuart Farrar. Listen to the next episode of David H. Godfrey's production of The 12 Maidens, The New Witch.
That was part two of The 12 Maidens by Stuart Farrar. Martin Jarvis was Peter Brent, Patricia Gallimore was Margaret Govan, Sean Arnold was Sergeant George Blake, Hayden Jones was Dr. Carl Ewing, Douglas Blackwell was Joe Gurney.